Truck drivers, there's a new destination for the best business options in the industry, SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. Whether you're looking to start or grow your trucking business, SchneiderOwnerOperators.com is your one-stop shop. Find out how you can schedule and pick your loads from Schneider's huge freight base, buy or lease a truck, and save big on business expenses. Plus, through September 15th, enter a prize drawing for the ultimate VIP race day experience. All this at SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. That's SchneiderOwnerOperators.com.
On Friday, September 11th, head to the 27th Annual Oyster Fest Chicago, presented by Shaw's Crab House and located at 435 North Wabash at Hubbard Street and Rush Street. Guests can enjoy fresh seafood from some of the best restaurants and growers across the country, alongside craft beer and live music, including a performance from synth-pop musical headliner St. Lucia. For more information, the full lineup, or to purchase tickets, visit OysterFestChicago.com.
Shop the Menard Day Sale for big savings on everything to update your home. Prevent animal damage to your yard with Messina products. The all-natural repellents work through smell and taste, discouraging small pests and large pests from causing damage to your property for up to 30 days. Choose from a variety of 32-ounce ready-to-use bottles, including deer, squirrel, rodent, dog and cat, and more. $7.77 each.
Save big money at
AutoZone. Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, this is amazing. My friends are never going
to
believe it.
Right now, Kate is in her zone and freaking out thanks to the $20 reward she just earned with AutoZone Rewards, because Kate feels like the proud winner of a one-way ticket to a lap of luxury.
Woo-hoo!
Which should wear off pretty soon.
Best day ever. This is so cool. I don't believe it.
That's Kate's zone. Let AutoZone Rewards help find yours.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hockey Expo USA is coming to Chicago Friday, September 18th and Saturday, September 19th at Schaumburg Convention Center. Guest appearances by Bobby Hall, Ed Belfour, Jeremy Roenick, the Hanson Brothers, the Blackhawks Ice Girls, the Score Zone Jay Zawoski, and more. Clinics on how to improve your game, nutrition tips from experts, and a silent auction with all proceeds going to Blackhawks charities, with donations accepted for the Give Bonnie Strong 77 Foundation. For more info or to purchase tickets, go to HockeyExpoUSA.com.
Before you fire up America's Best Barbecue this Labor Day, get a car backed by America's Best Warranty at the Hyundai Labor Day Sales Event at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer. You'll get sizzling savings on every Hyundai, including the Sonata and the Elantra. The 2015 Sonata was named a Best Family Car by Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. And it's packed with available next-gen safety features like lane departure warning and class-exclusive amenities like a hands-free smart trunk. Or get behind the wheel of the Elantra. It's a 2015 IIHS top safety pick that's loaded with tech-savvy features, like an available 7-inch touchscreen display with rearview camera and remote start right from your phone. Both the Sonata and the Elantra earned a 5-star overall safety rating from the NHTSA and are backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty Program, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Now get the Sonata at 0% APR for 75 months or the Sonata Hybrid with $4,000 cash back and a $1,000 competitive owner program. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or buyhyundai.com today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the regular season, along with live Bears reports from Hallis Hall, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with Bears players and coaches, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, just after 4 o'clock. And from the Score Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. We're a bit over 48 hours away from the Bears' final preseason game. It will take place Thursday night at Soldier Field with the Cleveland Browns, the opposition. We're not sure who is even going to play for the Bears that evening, but Kyle Long said today he wants to, and the question came up again to him after practice today, if he has a preference on what line position he ultimately would like to play at.
I don't really have a preference. I'd like to help the team wherever that is, as you said. And I'm really sincere when I say that. I mean, if they asked me to play receiver, I'd be out there running routes right now practicing. It's football. It's not that complicated. And, as he said, it's never too late. It's like if you're working on a 300-piece puzzle and you can't figure out which pieces to go where, it might be the end of the puzzle before you figure out, oh, there's that piece for there. You know, so we're not really worried about that. We got a lot of guys who are competing and ready to roll, so we're excited about getting this season started.
And Kyle, the way the receivers are dropping like flies, they just might actually need you at that position at some point. Speaking of positions, here's the Cubs lineup for tonight out here at Wrigley Field with the Reds again in town. Javier Baez is up. He will play second base tonight. Starlin Castro on the bench. Chris Coughlin will be in right. Chris Bryant back at third base, and Miguel Montero is behind the plate. Also, pitchers James Russell and Rafael Soriano have been designated for assignment. Elsewhere in baseball, the Kansas City Royals reinstated Alex Gordon from the DL, but the Royals have some major problems as chickenpox has hit two of their players, Alex Rios and Kelvin Herrera, out a couple of weeks. And we do have one game in progress, Arizona leading Colorado 3-2, that game now in the seventh inning. Join Spiegel and Goff broadcasting next Tuesday from 9 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon from Hilton Indian Lakes in Bloomingdale at the Tito's Handmade Vodka Golf Outing and 19th Hole Party. It's brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original handmade vodka. Your Menard 670 weather today, sunny, hot, humid, and very windy. We have highs around 90 degrees. And this scoreboard update brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for Bears preseason coverage. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boers and Bernstein.
Boers and Bernstein, enjoy them.
Afternoons on The Score.
Regarding the release of the trailer for the movie Concussion.
There's also that Tarantino movie coming out on Christmas Day, The Hateful Eight.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everyone.
That's Christmas Day also?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That takes the spot of all three of those.
That's an, oh my God! Because it's, you know, my kid's birthday, so he's in charge. He always gets to make the call.
That's not even good parenting right there. Your old ass should know better than that.
I hope he picks the Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, I do too. That would be great.
I want to see that parental moment.
You know, my daughter's seen some of Pulp Fiction.
The way your dad looked at it, this watch, it was your birthright. 5 long years he wore this watch. Up his then he died of dysentery. Give me the watch.
No, little man, I give the watch to you.
She came downstairs when it was on. We didn't know. And she goes, what's this?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
And this is one of Daddy's favorite movies of all time, but you're not watching it right now.
Go upstairs and watch Reservoir Dogs, and then we'll talk
right.
About Pulp Fiction.
Right, then we'll talk. So see that first.
You're Mr. Pink.
Why am I Mr. Pink? Who cares what your name is?
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You're Mr. White. You have a cool-sounding name.
I still haven't seen Django Unchained.
I thought it was a great movie.
Okay.
Loved it.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Come on over. We got us a fight going on that's a good bit of fun.
Django. One of my favorite days of my entire life in movie-going history was Grindhouse. Seeing those two movies, the Rodriguez one and the Tarantino one, with all of the fake trailers in between.
He knows the score. He gets the women. Machete.
Just wheelhouse perfect for me.
He can keep making those movies as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I thought that was a pretty good movie. A lot of action. Oh.
Boers and Bernstein.
Nah.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
407, we've been busy today, so we've got some transactions going on. I mean, everything else that we've been talking about, your stuff about trying to triangulate the realities of the Blackhawks' current situation vis-a-vis Patrick Kane. And it's all you were doing. I know it seemed to be a lightning rod story for some people when you're just trying to lay out what's real and what's not and some of the unfortunate realities that the Hawks are dealing with right now. Talked a lot, plenty of Bears, and just where this team is. John Fox is just so entertaining. First, it's all a problem. Then it's all problematic. And then it's all difficult. Why does it always have to be all? Just talk about what you're being asked about. It's not problematic or a problem or difficult if you just want to make your life easier by answering a question. I don't know why you got to globalize. Oh, it's all, you know, it's all this. It's all that. Guys, you and your rough life, poor you. Poor you with your all difficult, all a problem, and all this. My God.
You know, he's
do
got
something more fun than.
He's got a little bit of Lou in him, as in Pinella, as it applies to the media. I don't think he puts really any thought into it at all. I don't think he cares it one bit about that part of the job at all. I think he's way past that. I think he's way past caring what he says, what anybody thinks about what he says.
I'm sure that's true.
And it's really, I'm sure if you asked him after the news conference, do you know what you just said to those guys? He'd say, no, I wasn't really even paying attention.
There's some Dusty in there, too, where Dusty would, any time that he was asked about something with his team, his first response, well, first he'd fall into his, dude, I don't know.
Then he would sit his son on his lap.
But then, well, that was a last resort. That's like a case of emergency break glass and his toddler's in there. But his next thing was to globalize. It ain't just us, dude. That's everybody.
No,
that's
asking you about your relief pitcher.
Exactly. I mean, that's not just us. That's baseball. That's society. It was all, and no matter what, the less comfort he had, the more he tried to globalize.
Yeah, that might have, you know, I think there was some planning involved in that, some thought to it. I don't think John Fox is thinking about it at all. I think if he could do away with it entirely, he certainly would, and it just serves him no purpose. You serve him no purpose by asking him a question. How are you helping me win a football game?
The Cubs
it's the Brian Price thing all over again.
Cubs have a new second baseman tonight. Javier Baez is up. He's batting seventh. He's playing second. The Bears have a new quarterback. All this has happened so far just in the last hour or so. Zach Dysart has joined the Bears. You want to know about Zach Dysart?
Yes. Tell me everything that you know.
He's 25 years old.
That's enough.
Okay. He's 6'3", 221 pounds, went to high school in Ada, Ohio, went to Miami of Ohio. He has been with the Denver Broncos since 2013.
You know, I love Mac quarterbacks.
He was a seventh round pick, so he was actually drafted 234th overall. And when he was at Miami, he ended his career with 12,013 passing yards. He is Miami's career passing leader, surpassing Ben Roethlisberger.
What years was he there? Does it say his years?
He was there from 2009 to 2012, and he has earned his bachelor's degree. So
doesn't say.
Drafted by the Broncos, seventh round, 234th overall, the ninth quarterback drafted. He earned a spot on the Broncos' 53-man roster, backing up Peyton Manning and Brock Osweiler. He was on the practice squad in 2014. He was cut by the Broncos. He was claimed by the Bears today. That's all I know. That's all the collected...
Your starting quarterback for Thursday night, Zach Dysart.
I don't know if he's starting. I mean, David Fales is still ahead of him, right? Even though now that he's over his mysterious illness... That apparently is now stricken. Who do they say?
Alex Rios?
No, well,
chicken pox?
Chicken pox is going through the Royals clubhouse now.
I went through the Cubs clubhouse in about 93 or 94 or something.
Yeah, but
that
was pre-vaccination. That's before you were actually vaccinated for chicken pox, which you are now.